I feel like I haven't recorded an episode of anything in about 20 years.
That's as long as I've been alive.
I made the mistake of pre-recording the last episode of this show and then editing it and then just sort of taking a week off. So now I have no idea how to do a podcast anymore. But happy new year, everybody. It is the new year. It is 2022, the year everything goes right.
It's literally 2020 number two, I don't think.
It's 2022. It's the new year. You're listening to the Bears' first episode of the new year. And what a way to usher in the new year than with the tale of
nightmares.
Of rescuing that which is lost.
Nightmares. This is a nightmare book.
Before we do the big intro, you, my nameless guest, who has not been introduced yet, will you do us the kind honor of reading the Bible quote that introduces this whole tale to us?
It's certainly a doozy, this one is.
Mm-hmm.
Rescue the weak and the needy.
And?
That's it.
No, what is it from?
Oh, Psalm 82:4.
Yeah. So the full Psalm 82, is God presides in the great assembly. He renders judgment among the gods. How long will you defend the unjust and show partiality to the wicked? ? Then he says, defend the weak and the fatherless. Uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed. Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. The gods know nothing. They understand nothing. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I said, you are gods. You are all sons of the Most High, but you will die like mere mortals. You will fall like every other ruler. Then the narrator says, rise up, O God, judge the earth, for all the nations are your inheritance. So you can see how that relates to kittens a lot. God sitting at the head of the council of the gods and proclaiming them all to be mortals, for they too shall perish.
I guess God's going to perish too then.
Hey. I think his message is on point, though. He's talking to all these rulers and he's like,
his message clearly isn't heard by those who are supposed to read it.
No, of course not. Of course not. It's socialism. I mean, he's literally saying, like, all you guys are doing is, like, helping out people who are already in power. You should be helping the weak and the poor.
That's socialism.
That's socialism. That is against the prescription of heaven. We're a pro-socialist podcast.
We are.
Should I get to the intro?
Yeah.
I'm asking you personally. Are you sitting here, are you begging, please, please just do the intro so we can talk about this book?
I'm so out of it. Do whatever you want, man.
I will say on the record that I was like just going about my business and then you wrote me and you're like, when should we do this podcast? So
I wasn't expecting you to be like, let's do it right now.
You could have been like, I'll just keep quiet for a few hours.
I needed to know because after this, I'm going to take a nap.
That's a good idea. It is 9 in the morning, by the way, because your sleep schedule is off.
I'm a college student. What can you expect from me?
Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and this week we are taking judgment to the gods with the Berenstain Bears Kitten Rescue. I almost said and the Kitten Rescue, but it is not and the. It is the Berenstain, it's a Zonder Kids I Can Read beginning level one reading Berenstain Bears Kitten Rescue by Jan and Mike Berenstain. It's a Good Deed Scouts book. It's a Living Lights book. It is Zondervan.com author tracker, follow your favorite author's book. this is I think the last Good Deeds Scouts book.
I was about to bring it up. You told me that this is the last book that from this series. And you know what? They're clearly running out of ideas at this point.
And I don't even know if this was the last one they wrote. I don't even know what order they're supposed to go in. But I think this is the last one we're covering.
They also clearly got someone else to draw the cat this time than the person who drew the previous cat.
Right. This cat is so not a Berenstain cat. I mean, it a little bit. Its feet.
Well, neither was the other one.
The other one was not even like in the same universe. Yeah, this is a different cat. I would say that the Good Deeds Scouts, if all of the iterations of these... Oh, by the way, everyone, Willow is back. Hello,
Willow. Hi, I'm here.
Of all the iterations of the Good Deeds Scouts, or of the Scouts, of the Cubs, brother, sister, Freddie, and Lizzie, of all the different ways they've been presented to us as a group of kids, this is the Good Deeds Scouts is probably the weakest, like, excuse to get them together. Because they're not even like a real... It's like they took their old uniforms and just repurposed them.
Out of all of the groups of Cubs that has been in this weird multiverse of bears, this is the one I could most easily beat up.
But they don't even have like the Bear Scouts were part of an organization, we know. Like, mm-hmm. They were part of a large umbrella group of Scouts. The Bear Detectives solved mysteries. The Bear Scouts, when they were pretending to be detectives, also presumably solve mysteries. Like, these are just, their job is, I guess, to just do nice things, but...
They don't really do anything.
They don't do much, and I think that the Cubs are inclined to just do nice things anyway. I think that's part of the Zondervan universe. I think that's just how they act. Plus, they clearly made their own good deed badges, so...
Also, they don't do anything in this book.
They don't do anything in this book.
This is the worst one.
They certainly don't do anything that requires the thought of four individual minds.
This is the worst one.
This is also the one that seems like they're most trying to capture the feel of the old readers, because this one has Papa doing something weird and wacky, which Papa doesn't really do in these books.
This is the worst one.
This is the worst one. Why? Oh, well, let's get into the plot.
There's no plot here.
The complicated plot. Our four scouts are walking down the road. And I love that Scout Brother starts off by saying, are we ready for our good deed of the day? And I'm like, I wonder what they've been talking about before then. Like, they're clearly in the middle of a walk, and Brother's finally getting around to discussing doing a good deed. And I'm like, you're the good deed scouts. I would have thought you would have talked about that ahead of time.
Also... More animals in the background.
Mm-hmm. A squirrel.
Why in this world of anthropomorphic animals do bears keep things as pets?
That is the cartoon conundrum that goes all the way back to Mickey Mouse and Pluto the dog. Why would an animal keep an animal? I mean, humans keep animals as pets, and what are we but animals?
Why do humans keep animals as pets?
That's the real question.
It's weird.
Because they are mutually beneficial. We benefit the animals by providing them food and shelter, and they benefit us by providing us companionship and or protection and or extermination services.
We have other humans to do that.
Do you know how hard it is to get a human to agree to live with you?
Do you know how hard it is to get a human to agree to anything?
I've had roommates. It's not easy.
I've lived with you.
It's easier to just buy a dog. At least when
what
the dog...
dogs don't do anything.
Plenty of dogs don't do anything. I wake up in the morning when I used to, I see people at like 6 in the morning, negative whatever degree temperatures, walking their little terriers down the street, and I'm like, that dog doesn't do anything, but you're still like going out in dangerous temperatures to walk that dog so that it can poo somewhere other than near your house.
You're an idiot.
That I'm not gonna say they're an idiot. Plenty of people own dogs.
I own a dog. I know.
What I'm saying is that dog is not benefiting that person except as a companion and as a good pal. So that is why we keep pets. We will brave the weather to let them poop comfortably so that they will remain our loyal pets.
Don't bring we into this.
What does this have to do with the Bear Scouts trying to find a good deed to... Oh, wait, there is a pet in this one. Never mind.
This is literally only about a pet.
This is about a pet.
And about how stupid people can get about their pets.
This is not how stupid... Okay, so they're walking down the road, and they hear a soft mew-mew. Now, this is a callback to Lizzie's superpower, if we remember from the Bear Scouts books of old. Lizzie has the ability to understand the animals. I mean, I guess she has the ability to hear animals because she hears the cat going mew mew.
They're all animals. Is there What is this? Is the society so broken that they don't have? Because there's other animals that can walk and talk and live in bear country. Is this another Zootopia situation?
No, this none of the other animals in this particular series is sentient. In this series, the bear scouts, the good deed scouts. As far as we know, these other animals are not sentient. It's just
bears.
That
weirds me out because even in the real world, other animals are sentient.
Okay, but in the real world, we still own cats. I'm just going to leave it at that. And like, we're just, the bears are people. I don't know how else to explain. I have been doing this podcast for almost 6 years. I think it's about time I teach you the lesson that the bears in the Berenstain Bears universe are just people. They're just people. For at long last, please understand that the Berenstain Bears represent humans. This is not a kissy fur situation. They are not surrounded by other circus animals at this point.
Anyways, I'm awake now, so we should be keep moving on.
They look up, a kitten is stuck in a tree.
I thought you said a kid.
A kitten. A kitten is stuck in
the tree.
There's a goat
in the tree.
There's not a goat in the tree. A kitten is stuck in the tree. Brother Bear says, we will get it down. That will be our good deed. At which point, Fred proves he is useless by saying, as the Bible says, whoever is kind to the needy honors God. And I'm like,
Fred.
Yeah, they were already going to help the kitten down. Now, that's from Proverbs, and the full quote is Proverbs 14:31. Whoever oppresses the poor taunts their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honors him. Whoever oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honors God. Those who oppress the poor insult their maker, but helping the poor honors him. And I'm like, that's just the same thing said three times.
This cat looks like the Ron Perlman cat.
What's funny is when I looked this quote up, the picture that got pulled up is a picture of a cat. And I'm like, is this like a proverb that like is, here, I gotta show you. Is this like a proverb that is just common with cats? Is this like a cat proverb?
No, clearly what it is that the person who made this image read the book and was like, I need to put this on a picture of a, I need to make this known to the masses. Is it the same cat in several other pictures?
It is the same cat in several other memes and pictures. I think it's just if you look up like cute cat, it probably comes up. If you could leave some German ones, der Glück ist eine Katze or something. Whoops. In any case. So they're like, hey, we're good deed scouts. I just love that brother's like, hey, there's a cat stuck in a tree. That can be our good deed. And then Fred's like, if you do good things, you... I'm like, yeah, Fred, we know. We're literally the good deed scouts. Like, we don't need you here, like, telling us how awesome it is to do good deeds. That's the name of our organization.
Yeah, Fred, get out of here.
Yeah, good point, Fred. So they stand on each other's shoulders to get
the cat.
They're
so weirdly proportioned on page 6. I don't like it.
On page 6?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think you're trying to, whoever illustrated this is trying to show the bears from a top-down perspective, and that's just not a good, that's not a good look for bear cubs. Their heads are giant.
They look bad.
We do get a pretty interesting picture of the bears all tumbling down on page 9.
That's a good picture.
They stand on each other's shoulders, they all fall, and they fall in ways that I've never seen the cubs illustrated before. Like, it's kind of cute and kind of cool, and I want a shirt that just has the cubs all falling on it.
I want a shirt that has Fred's face on it at the bottom.
With his glasses off.
Yeah. He just looks so done with existence.
Yeah. Well, it's because he's hitting the ground face first.
Also, the picture of this cat where they're all stacked next to each other.
The cat's like, ah. I mean, cats are terrible with this. Like, a cat will get stuck in a tree, and then you go to rescue it, and the cat's like, get away, get away!
Do cats get stuck in trees, or do they just go in trees, and people are like, that cat's stuck in that tree?
Cats literally get stuck in trees. If a cat gets out of the house, its first impulse is either to go get hit by a car or to run up a tree. And we have had to, like, the few times that Artemis has gotten out of the house, I believe it's Artemis, she will immediately beeline to a tree and try to climb
Apollo
it.
Couldn't lift himself up a tree, Apollo, so it has to be Artemis.
Apollo cannot find a tree. Apollo will leave the house and at this point just be like, I'm not going anywhere.
I'm dead.
So, yeah, the cat is like, get away. The cubs all tumble down and they're like, we need a ladder. So they go home.
Why did Brother Bear fall down?
Oh, because he's on the bottom. Is he on the bottom? Oh, yeah, he is on the bottom. Why did he fall?
Yeah.
Because he's the worst. I think Cousin... No.
No, Brother Bear's on the bottom because Cousin Freddy's glasses are... It wouldn't make sense for Cousin Freddy's glasses to be above him in this picture.
Well, no. I mean, clearly from the picture on page 8, Brother's on the bottom, then it's Fred, then it's Lizzie, then it's Sister. Mm-hmm. So Fred is not the one whose face is hitting the ground.
No, that's Brother.
That's Brother. His mouth is smashing into the soil.
Why?
Yeah, but I assume that when the other cubs fell, like, that he just sort of pitched forward. Like, maybe mm-hmm. the I don't understand why they're no longer near the tree when they fall. It's almost as if they had stacked themselves up under the branch as opposed to against the trunk. Against the trunk is smart. Like, they can use it to support their...
So why did Brother Bear fall? God doesn't want him to save the cat.
But wait, that doesn't make any sense. It says Brother climbed up. It says Brother climbed up, but he lost his balance.
Brother clearly is on the bottom.
Brother is clearly on the bottom. I think I know why the stag fell. I think he got all three cubs on his shoulders, and he's like, I'm climbing up. And they're like, no, wait. Even though Sister is at the top, she is within reach of the cat. And the brother's like, I'm climbing. I'm going to climb. I'm going to lift all three of these cubs, all three of my siblings, cousins, and peers up this tree. That's why he fell. He deserved to smash his mouth on the ground.
Where are Fred's glasses so far away from him?
I think he pitched forward. His glasses flew off. And then Brother like smacked him and he flew backwards. No, that doesn't make any sense. Brother climbed up. Why does it say that? The illustration shows Brother on the bottom of this pile of cubs, and then Brother climbed up and he lost his balance. Of course he lost his balance. His three cubs on top of him. They don't need a ladder. They need someone else on the bottom. This is just a sign. The manuscript and the illustrator never sat in the same room. So they go to the house. They go back to the house. They get Papa to bring the ladder. There's a weird drawing of Papa. His lower jaw is jutting out way too far.
Also, he's dragging Sister Bear on top of the ladder.
It's the illustrations in this are weird. Like, so Papa is walking. It's like Brother is holding the ladder at the front. Sister is hanging on to the back. It's tilting forward, and there's like bumps in the ground. So Sister is being lifted off the ground, but she looks terrified. And Papa seems, he doesn't realize that she's doing that. A, Sister, why are you holding onto the ladder? B, is this supposed to be like showing Papa's incompetence?
Looks like he doesn't have a thought behind his head.
No, but I'm like, I don't understand. Is this a joke? Are we supposed to laugh? Is this funny? I don't understand why the illustrator drew this. Other than like, I accidentally drew a wavy, bumpy ground, and I can't draw. If I draw the other cub holding onto the ladder, they're going to be suspended off the ground. I don't know.
At least Papa has the proper shirt this time.
Papa.
That's how we know all of these are drawn by different people. One of them had cartoon bear Papa.
Mm-hmm.
One of them had Papa in a blue suit later in the book, and this one has proper Papa.
This is his proper Papa, but with a jutting out lower jaw.
These are all taking place in different universes.
Clearly. And then we get page 13 with the weirdest Papa face I've ever seen. So Papa says, I want you guys to be safe, so I'm going to climb the ladder. You guys hold it.
Because we need four children to hold ladders.
They prop the ladder up. It's clearly a different ladder than the one they brought. This one's shorter and chonkier.
Made of wood. The other one was made of metal.
Papa climbs up the ladder. Climbs out onto the branch. The kitten gets scared and climbs up higher. Barely higher. It climbs up 3 inches higher. Papa is making a face. He looks like He looks like a ceramic pitcher of Papa. Like if someone was like, I'm going to make a gravy pitcher that looks like the head of Papa Bear.
It looks like his head's not even connected to his body.
His body's, again, we're looking at four shortened bears. We're looking at a weird perspective of a Berenstain Bear that we never see. And this is, Papa's head looks enormous. His body looks like a ball. And his hat is off.
Yeah.
Huh. So, yeah. And his mouth is like, his lower lip is like, I don't know. You could hide another cub in there. It's a weird drawing of Papa Bear.
Wait, what does a cat look like in this one? It looks like a cat.
Cat looks like a cat. So now Papa is stuck in the tree. I don't know why.
The tree. Okay, can we explain that the branch is like 5 feet off the ground?
The branch is 5 feet off the ground. Papa could touch it if he was standing on the ground.
I could touch it.
Okay, but here's what I don't get. Papa climbs the ladder. He's out on the branch. The kitten gets scared and climbs higher. Papa can't reach it. The next page, Papa says... Oh, I see. So Papa says we need help. He means to get the kitten out of the tree. I thought he meant he couldn't get down. No. Okay. I was like, but the ladder is still there.
Also, if you got off the branch, your feet would be touching the ground.
Right. He'd just hang down. I mean, he could probably just reach up and shake the branch and the cat would come down.
What would happen in this scenario in real life is Papa would weigh so much that the branch would touch the ground and the cat would get off.
Or the branch would break and they'd get very hurt, especially the cubs who are now directly below Papa. So he says, go get the fire department, which, sure, fine. That's a thing that happens in books, I guess. I'm going to look up right now. Has a fire department ever actually rescued a kitten from a tree? Yes. In April of 2018, the fire department of New York Fire Department rescued a kitten after being in it was stuck in a tree for 3 days in a 60-foot tree. So, there's actually a straight dope question about that from 2013. Has this ever actually happened? And the answer is, yeah, it looks like it does. So, I mean, who else has a big ladder than a fire department? And you're right.
What is wrong with the perspective in this image?
Which image? Which page?
Page 15. Look at the fireman's body.
Yeah. No, the perspective is way off. The proportions are way off. He looks like he was caught with his pants down.
His suspenders are facing us.
Mm-hmm.
As if he should be facing us, but his body is facing away from us.
What I feel like is the illustrator was like, okay, he's a firefighter. He's going to be wearing his fire pants, but with his suspenders, no jacket. And then they started drawing it and were like, I don't know how to draw suspenders on a bear. They were like, I don't know how to draw the perspective. This is a round bear. I don't know how to draw suspenders on it. I'll just draw a straight line and the suspenders over on the left side. You commented on the American flag. Clearly not the American flag. There's no way it has enough stars. This is a flag of bear country.
Bear country flag.
The cubs are running up to the firehouse, pointing and waving and yelling. The firefighter looks startled, is holding a steaming hot mug of something. He looks like he's about to throw at the cubs. He's so scared. He's like, ugh!
This is the story of how the cubs got third-degree burns all over their face.
This is a story of how the fire department of Bear Country turns on their sirens and lights to go rescue a cat. I don't think they'd actually flash the lights and use the siren in this case.
No. I don't.
I mean, they would, if they needed to use the hook and ladder, they would use the hook and ladder.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they would be blasting the lights and sirens.
Why is the news here?
It also says the fire truck roared across town. Why did it? How far did these cubs run to get to the fire department? Like, where is the fire department?
Why is there a news van?
So they get to
the poor kitty.
I'm going to tell you right now that the only reason I know that firefighters do rescue a cat out of a tree is because there is a news report from the New York Fire Department rescuing the kitten in the tree. Like, it was on WPIX TV. that this happened. So clearly, news vans.
This is the shortest fire truck of all time.
News vans do show up in Crown Heights in Brooklyn when, and it's all over their Instagram too, when kittens get rescued from trees. So the answer to your question, the reason the news van is there is because that's what they do.
You know, the reason the news people were there in real life was probably because they heard on the radio app or whatever, because you can have one of those, that mm-hmm. there was a kitten in a tree and the fire department was going to go rescue it. And they're like, this is golden.
It says, for 3 days, Reese's owner, the cat's name was Reese, Alexandra Sanchez, kept tabs on the kitten even as a snowstorm blew into the area Monday morning. I was up all night there with her through the snow, she told PIX 11 News. She cried. What added to the situation, the saga all started on April 1st, April Fool's Day. They thought it was a joke. They were like, oh, April Fool's, it's a cat in a tree, really? And I'm like, for real, I am for real, Sanchez recalled, describing how 9/11 dispatchers did not take her claim seriously. They hung up on me 3 times. Hey, 9/11 dispatchers, please don't hang up on people who call the fire department 3 times.
Also, stop saying 9/11 dispatchers.
Oh, I guess it's 911. We don't say 9/11. We don't say 9/11 dispatchers. They did something else much more brave.
That news van has no doors.
The fire truck is much shorter than it was before.
I know, I just said that.
So, it crashed into the tree.
Yeah. Yep.
So the fire truck, it's a full-length fire truck in one image. And in the next image, it is teeny tiny. It's smashed. I don't know. I do not understand.
I think
the illustrator
is... How many pages are in this book?
Enough.
17 different artists are in this, collaborated on this book.
I feel like the illustrator was like, yeah, I've done Berenstain Bears stuff. I'll do your Berenstain Bears book. And then he read it, or she read it, and was like, you're asking me to draw what now? And a what? Like, I have to draw a fire truck several times. Okay, but you're getting a weird one.
The truck is even smaller in the next picture.
Yeah, this is, again, perspective. So the fire truck pulls up to the tree. There's a crowd there.
Hey, news van, light is much bigger.
A news van comes to take pictures. The fire bears go up the ladder and climb the ladder. Like, that's how it works, I guess. Mm-hmm. They climb to the top of the tree, but they can't get to the kitten. And this is another, we're looking at bears from the top down. Now the ladder is apparently 75 feet tall. This tree has gotten incredibly large.
Yep.
Because that branch that the cat is on is the same branch, but it is now the height of a fully extended fire truck ladder.
Why are there 2 men on the ladder?
There's always 2 men on a fire ladder.
There are? Why?
See, or people. Why do 2 firefighters
probably to stabilize the ladder, because otherwise it would... No, I know the answer to my question now. Physics.
2 firefighters. Go up a ladder. You always have 2. One to climb and one to whisper encouragement. I'm kidding. I don't know.
I believe you. I think it's because physics, because the ladder gets so big that you need counterbalance.
One to go, you're doing a great job.
I think because physics and counterbalance. I wanted an actual answer. I don't want your weirdness.
I don't think so. I don't think that's why. I think in case one gets to the top and is so scared that he has to have help.
Moving on.
Moving on. I don't have an answer for you.
Now
the cat
is the size of my hand.
Now, okay, so they get up to the top because now the tree is also the size of the bear family treehouse. This tree was not large when we started.
No, it was
again,
very short.
Again, the branch was at head height almost to Papa. Now the tree is the size of the bear family's treehouse. The branch is like 16 feet off the ground. The cat is up at the top, which is like 50 feet up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mayor pulls up. Mayor Honeypot, who's only referred to as the mayor, pulls up. He's like, what's going on? The firefighter's like, remember that fire budget that you approved last year? Well, guess where it's all going? Because... we need to get the rescue copter. So the mayor approves the use of the rescue copter. It flies in. So
we get the best picture of the cat in the world,
which looks like the mascot for some sort of weird minor league baseball team, like the Terrified Kittens, which would be awesome.
If I was this cat and I was like, I'm just chilling in a tree, and then children were like, that cat's stuck in the tree, and then their father came over and was like, get out of the tree, and then there was a fire truck and it was very loud.
Uh-huh.
And then some nerds in a helicopter came up to try and get me out of the tree. I'd look like this.
So, okay,
like, what is happening?
This spread has the two best pictures of the cat.
Yeah.
The first one, the cat is awesome. The second one, the cat is still awesome. I want to say that the bear. Okay, so the helicopter flies in and they're lowering a bear down on a rope to get the cat. The bear's in a sling. The bear's expression and posture looks like he's asking for drugs.
He does.
He looks like he has the face and the positioning of just like, hey man, you got any, like, you holding, man, you holding? Because of the way they drew, like, droopy sleepy eyes on it. And he's just sort of holding out his hand like, hey man, come on, come on up, man. And the cat's like, ah!
Ah! Ree. That's what the helicopter says. It says ree.
Ree. The cat is terrified. It's shaking. It's scared of. There's a giant helicopter. Okay. Meanwhile, Mama is oblivious.
I would be too.
Everything happening in Beartown. Not only is she oblivious, she is happy to be oblivious.
Mm-hmm. She's like, look, it's a butterfly, and I have my small child, the only child I actually care about.
We also get the weirdest drawing of Mama's ankle I've ever seen. Her ankle looks really skinny. Like, that's not a Mama Bear ankle.
Well, considering her other foot is... Don't look at her other foot, because it's completely not finished at all.
Also, Honey Bear, okay, has quite the core strength, because... Mm-hmm. Honey Bear's stroller doesn't there's no seat. Honey Bear's feet are propped up on something. She has a metal bar across her waist. She is clearly supporting herself just with her abs, pushing against, like, a vinyl tarp. That's the strongest baby. Also, this stroller is made of just sharp metal.
Yep.
There's no handles. It's just sharp. It's like Mama took three coat hangers and fashioned a simple stroller out of them. What a nightmare. Also, Honey Bear has no real face. So Sister goes running up to Mama. She's like, Mama, did you get any cat food? And Mama says, yes, I got it for our kitten, Gracie.
They have a kitten?
They do have a kitten named Gracie. I appreciate the fact that they were like, no one's going to remember Gracie. So they had Mama explain to her own child why she was buying cat food. The child is like, did you buy cat food? And Mama's like, yep. I bought it for our cat. Like, yeah, that's why I assumed you bought cat food. Sister says, may I have it, please? Mama gives it to her. No questions asked. Sister opens the cat food. Here, kitty, kitty. And the cat comes down out of the tree to eat the cat food. Demonstrating and illustrating to the readers that the Good Deed Scouts are the worst at everything.
Who? How much... One sec. Helicopters are about 7.1 million per year.
Okay.
How much fuel did they use to get it from wherever it was to the cat and then to hover above the cat for an indiscriminate amount of time? When any sensible person with a brain would have tried anything else.
Wow. A rescue helicopter... can cost between $2,500 to $12,000 an hour to operate. An airlift to a hospital can cost $40,000.
How much money did they spend to get this gosh darn cat out of the tree when the cat could have simply jumped out of the tree branch at every moment and didn't show any sign of being in distress?
They spent $1.75 to get the cat out of the tree. They wasted $45,000 on nothing. So the cat comes down out of the tree. Page 30, the cat is a spider. On page 30, the cat is just a spider.
Yep.
That with a cat's face. It is standing in a position that a cat has never stood. It's Shelob in its lair about to attack Frodo.
It's like
some random woman.
Double jointed or something.
Some random woman we've never met who shall go nameless comes running out of the crowd to claim the cat, Muffy. Someone in the crowd, I assume it's the owner, yes, because of the way the quotes are, says, "I give thanks to the Lord for he is good." Which, okay. Like, what about sister?
No one helped this cat.
Right. For the cat would have come down regardless.
The cat was 5 feet in the air when this whole escapade started.
Yeah.
And then the tree grew 3 sizes bigger. Like, yep, the Grinch's
just,
heart.
I was going to say, just like the Grinch. The tree was so overcome with Christmas cheer that it grew 3 sizes that day. I want to point out the woman was sort of paraphrasing Psalm 107, give thank, which contains, "Let all the people say amen, hallelujah. Wait. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good."
Okay, I want you to look at the lower half of her body where her knee starts.
Listen, if we're going to start discussing the proportions of a bear underneath their clothes, we're going to be here all day.
No, I'm not talking about that. But then I put your hand over her legs.
Okay.
And then internalize that.
Okay.
And then put your hand over the top part of her body.
Uh-huh.
And then take your hand away and say that that's the same bear.
I am so used to the bears looking weird when they are in motion that it doesn't even faze me anymore. All I know is that she's not actually looking at the cat when she's running. She's looking at the reader.
Mm-hmm.
So she's telling us, thank you so much for saving her. She indirectly quotes the psalm, give thanks to the Lord for he is good. Everyone poses with the cat. The news bears take pictures. Everyone's proud of the good deed scouts. And then that night they're on TV.
Slow news day in Bear Country.
Slow news day in Bear
Country. The next day is going to be a special from the news on corruption within the fire department.
Waste. The waste of the city budget.
Yep.
I also like the fact that the Cubs clearly have no interest in the news because they're reading books waiting for themselves to come on. And I'm happy that Papa's not in the news because he didn't do anything except get stuck in a tree.
I like that Honey Bear is pointing the most vigorously.
She really is. Like, I wish someone would point at me like that. Get yourself someone who looks at you the way Honey Bear looks at her siblings on television.
I also like that Honey Bear has the stylish headband that Sister Bear was jealous of in that one book.
I also like that Honey Bear is drawn with no eyes.
Mm-hmm.
This illustrator has drawn Honey Bear with nothing but dots for eyes, which I appreciate because she has no soul.
Yep.
So that is the Berenstain Bears kitten rescue. I can read Zonder Kids, Good Deed Scouts, Living Lights book by Jan and Mike Berenstain. This one had nothing to do with religion either.
No. Like, where's Mama's arm?
She's tucked it between herself and Papa. She's sitting on her own hand. What's the look on her face? We don't know. What's going on with Papa's face? We're seeing Papa's face from the side and the front at the same time. None of this makes any sense. This is a weird book. What's with the proportions of the couch? I don't get it.
What's with Sister Bear being, like, way smaller than Brother Bear?
Trying to figure out the final image in this book, page 32, is an exercise in futility. Their house exists in a void. The bears all exist from several perspectives at once. They're about to fall into the unreality and be unmade, which is appropriate because I believe this is the final Good Deeds Scouts that ends with the bears falling into nothingness. I also think that the cover picture was not drawn by the same illustrator. The cover picture looks far more, I don't, something.
Look at Sister Bear's hand, the one that's not pointing.
Look at Sister Bear's hands on the cover of this book. They are sausage claws. They are nightmare.
Oh, I'm really zoomed in.
They are nightmare claws.
What is her face doing?
Why is Brother shaking so much? Like, he's climbing the ladder to get the kitten, which doesn't happen in the book. And he is shaking like a leaf.
Look at his eyebrows. He's like, yeah. Oh, God, please don't hurt me.
The cat is wailing. It's a different tree.
Mm-hmm.
He's at the top of a ladder that has like 100 rungs that are 6 inches apart each. Freddy's hat is twisting in the wind. This is a weird picture.
Lizzie's a Joker smile going on all the way to her ears.
And Lizzie wants to tell you how she got these scars. that's the Berenstain Bears Kitten Rescue, a very strange book, a very astute end to the Bear Good Deed Scouts. If I stumble across another one, of course we'll cover it. But assume that they're done. And also, I don't know, if you want to buy a copy of this book, go ahead. I'm not recommending it. It's a weird one. I guess little kids might be tickled by the fact that the joke is that the bears all try so hard to get the kitten out of the tree, and all it takes is opening up a can of cat food. That's the gag.
You know, when I was the age that this book was made for, this would have just annoyed me.
Would it? Because you had me read the same Scooby-Doo book, like, so much that I had to hide it.
Yeah.
And it was not a good book. So.
Yeah, but it was Scooby-Doo.
You also made me do the Shaggy voice, which didn't help.
It was Scooby-Doo. Also, I probably only wanted you to read it so you would do the Shaggy voice.
You had a few of these Scooby-Doo storybooks that were based on, like, the video specials. And mm-hmm.
I remember this.
There was something about the way they were written that made me so tired. Like, I would start reading them and just get instantly fatigued because they were so poorly written, like, just blandly written. Like, it was just someone's day job. Like, oh, I gotta adapt these stories. Scooby and Shaggy and Fred and Velma went to the place. And I remember reading them and just wanting to fall asleep and die every time I read them. But I had to go, like, I can't even do the Shaggy voice. I mean, I could never do the Shaggy voice, but I would do a Shaggy voice. And Shaggy talked a lot in those books.
That's probably why I had you read them.
Yeah, I guess.
Because I liked it when you did voices.
My favorite voice to do though was Fred, because you still have to do a voice for Fred.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not easy, so it was more of a challenge. But yeah.
No, the books that were marketed towards people my age, besides the ones that you did fun voices for. Like Max and Ruby and what was it called? The one about the maid who can't do anything right because she takes
Amelia Bedelia.
Really. They used to make me so mad. I once cried while reading one of them because I was so frustrated.
I like to think of you as a child reading Kitten Rescue and crying your eyes out over how frustrated it is.
I almost cried while reading this morning.
But that's just because you are already going to cry.
Yeah.
Do you have any final thoughts on the Kitten Rescue, Willow?
If you ever have to rescue a kitten, do not use this as a guidebook. Also, the cat's pattern changes in every single different image of it, and it's really annoying.
There's clearly inconsistencies. Speaking of clear inconsistencies, if you want to hear me and Willow talk about other things, you should listen to It's Del Toro Time, the podcast we do about Guillermo del Toro and his movies and the movies that influenced him, which has been on a little short break after we did the full Nightmare Alley series of book and films. But we'll be picking up soon with a new movie with Mad Max 2.
Yeah, to be fair, it was also the holidays when we were supposed to record our next episode or watch our movie, so we couldn't exactly.
Right. It was Christmas Day, so we weren't going to watch Mad Max 2 on Christmas Day. Not a good family film. Most of the movies aren't good family films. So if you want to listen to that, go to It's Del Toro Time. We're there. Just search it. It's good. It's fun. We chat a lot about stupid things. And otherwise, keep on trucking in the new year, I guess. Keep on trucking, keep on rocking in the new year. Let's make 2022 better than anything, just because I need something to go up. I need up, up, and away in this world. And I will see you all next time, deep in bear country.